Officers have been working under the previous agreement since May 1st of 2015. The city's 2018 budget included $1.25 million for the anticipated police back pay. More news after Fox News on WSOI Decatur. It's 7 a.m.
Could there be a delay in the Brett Kavanaugh vote? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I have been embarrassed by the whole process.
Republican Senator John Kennedy also tells Fox,
I'm a little bit offended.
Upset that a sexual misconduct allegation against Kavanaugh, Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein knew about since July, has exploded into controversy days before the Senate Judiciary Committee votes. Democrats want a delay. Some Republicans join them, wanting to hear directly from the accuser, who has detailed what happened now. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in D.C.
Dave, Christine Blasey Ford told the Washington Post that in the 1980s, Judge Kavanaugh held her down and covered her mouth while drunk at a party before she was able to break away. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway told Fox and Friends Ford should be heard and should testify under oath.
The Senate Judiciary Committee looks like they are headed that way. Judge Kavanaugh, who has categorically denied these allegations, will also have an opportunity to address them under oath.
Ford's attorney, Deborah Katz, told NBC her client is willing to testify publicly before the committee. Dave.
And Rachel, parts of the Carolinas remain underwater. Rivers overflowing into streets, now navigated by boats.
Being this far inland, I knew what to expect. I just wasn't expecting that.
He's in Union County. Fox's Jeff Flock is in Fayetteville.
It is running through the streets, basements, first floors of a lot of buildings. And the problem is, this is not done. They think that the crest for this will come sometime tomorrow.
Some areas have gotten more than 30 inches of rain. The storm that's moving north as a tropical depression is blamed for at least 17 deaths. A sheriff's deputy shot and killed near Wichita, Kansas, responding to a suspicious person call.
Deputy Coonsey pushed his emergency button, which would alert dispatch to him being in trouble. And you can hear him key up and say he's been shot.
Sedgwick County Sheriff Jeff Easter says another deputy found Coonsey on the ground next to the gunman, who was also dead. Fox News, fair and balanced.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WSOY News Time is 7:03. Opportunities long closed to Illinois residents with criminal records are beginning to open as employers seek new sources of talent and lawmakers bet that gainful employment will reduce recidivism. Illinois lawmakers have changed licensing laws to make at least 100 occupations more accessible to people with a criminal background. The state has also expanded the types of convictions that can be sealed and therefore hidden from most employers. More than 27,000 people left Illinois prisons last year, and more than 50,000 people were released from Cook County Jail alone. Many people who get released return to neighborhoods that have high rates of violence and little economic opportunity. Illinois residents with criminal records or arrest histories account for 42% of the state's population, according to the National Employment Law Project. Giving convicted felons consideration for a job is increasingly being embraced as necessary, according to advocates. In sports, Adam Wainwright pitched two-hit ball over six innings for his first win in 5 months. Marcelo Ozuna homered. St. Louis Cardinals salvaged the finale of their four-game series with the Dodgers 5-0 last night. Cubs NL Central lead remains at two and a half games, over second-place Milwaukee. That's after Scott Schebler homered on Jose Quintana's first pitch of the game. Phillip Urban also went deep. Reds beat the Cubs 2-1, and it was the Orioles over the White Sox 8-4. Cardinal baseball tonight as they open up a series with the Atlanta Braves. Your next news is coming your way at the bottom of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made locally.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
You have a list of things. None of those things say, wander around a warehouse looking for somebody to help you. Nope, you have a list of things and Ace has them. From lawn and garden brands you trust. We also have local experts who make sure you get everything you need. Because at Ace, we have our own list and great service is at the top.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community.
Fall is in the air, and that means it's time for high school sports. If you need to get outfitted with the best gear, come to Played Against Sports in Decatur. Located in Brentwood Village, Played Against Sports has served the Decatur area for over 25 years. Whether you're playing football, volleyball, golf, or soccer, Played Against Sports has what you need to have your best season. Looking to sell some used sports equipment? Played Against Sports will buy it. Visit PlayedAgainSportsDecaturIL.com to learn more. Played Against Sports. Everybody plays.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Sunshine today and highs near 91 degrees. And for tonight, mostly clear. Lows around 67 for your Tuesday. Mostly sunny, highs near 90. And Wednesday, sunshine, highs near 91 degrees. It is 65 degrees right now in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday, September 17th edition of Buyers and Company. We're rocking and rolling in downtown Decatur. Mark Tupper and Tupper on sports, plus your chance to win Cardinals tickets courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. Company starts now.
Buyers and Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Monday, rolling out a big week, heading over tomorrow to Western Illinois University, where they have their big manufacturing day. And I think there's 40-some students from the Ag Academy that are heading over for the day. That's pretty
awesome.
Cool, right? I got so many tabs up. I'm trying to find my email. Let's see here. I have the total amount, 43. Total attendance. So, Dr. Bart Jennings, who's a regular guest on this show, and the head of their supply chain management program over there at Western Illinois University, it works hand in hand with ADM and many very, very, very large businesses around the country. They're paying for our kids to go over there for the day.
And that's such a great experience for them.
I'm sticking around. I'm the keynote speaker.
Yes.
Could they not find anyone? I mean, how in the world did I get on the list?
Well, you've been an advocate for this program.
I'm just teasing. My pleasure. Although I'm told there's no easy way to get to Macomb. I don't think I've ever been to Macomb.
I don't know. What do you mean? Like, kind of like trying to get Arthur? Kind of thing? Like, there's like interstates are just not...
No, it's like trying to get Lafayette. There are just places that are not as easy to get to as others. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been to Macomb, to tell you the truth.
I'm quite certain that I've never been there. I don't even, it's east?
No.
No, it's
west.
Western.
I mean, west. That's what I meant. I'm sorry. Macomb. I really did mean.
Okay.
I did mean that.
Gotcha.
I was backwards there. All right. So, Macomb, Illinois, in the county seat of McDonough, Illinois, situated in western Illinois, southwest of Galesburg. So southwest of Galesburg.
Okay.
It is about 75 miles southwest of Peoria and 77 miles south of the Quad City. So how long does it take to drive there? Just out of curiosity.
I would say somewhere in the two-hour range.
Is it that far?
I would say.
That probably. Sounds probably about right.
Well, how far is it to the Quad Cities? Quad Cities is only about 3 hours, right?
Yeah.
If it's 77 miles south of the Quad Cities.
Yeah, 2 hours.
Do you get 77 miles? How far is the Quad Cities?
I can do 77 miles in an hour, yes.
I can't do. I shouldn't.
Well, that's driving 77, so.
Yep. Yeah, I know.
All right, I'm going to find out exactly. Let's see. I'm just going to put in Western Illinois University, Macomb. They're closed now, according to 2 hours and 25 minutes is what my my Maps is saying. Now, Maps, that's always a little slow because I think
that's like, I always love to beat the your estimated arrival time. I'm like,
your ETA.
Hold my beer.
Yeah. Like, just watch that ETA just keep dropping as you're going.
Yes.
It's like a little game I like to play.
Mm-hmm. 2 hours and 25 minutes. That's like the how can we go so far west that it's as far as Chicago?
Well, it's almost the same amount. I can do St. Louis in 2 hours.
Yeah, but you can do, but this is 2 hours and 25 minutes. You can do Chicago in less than three. So it does seem weird to me. The state doesn't seem wide enough that it would take you just as long to drive west as it would north, does it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not like Tennessee where we got like one of those like states that go like this. We got a state that goes up and down.
I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that, you know, what kind of highways you're dealing with.
That's what I'm told. Okay, so let me just see about the directions here.
Yeah, because you're not looking at a whole lot of major interstates.
No, you look like you head towards, well, there's two different, one's 2 hours and 26 minutes, one's 2 hours and 30 minutes. One is 2 hours and 27 minutes. There's three different ways you can go.
Yeah, there's not.
So if your fastest route is Illinois 125, yeah, this is going to be a while.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I've been told. See, I've never been there.
See, I'm really worried because it's harvest time.
What does that mean?
Because you get slow-moving trucks, slow-moving vehicles.
I'll be fine. Anyway, we're going to be spending the day over there and really looking forward to it. I want to thank Dr. Bart and all the folks for the invitation. That's a spectacular program they have over there.
Oh, yeah.
I met a young kid at the zoo, and I know Ken Fry's son is doing that as well, that's in that program. And generally, their juniors coming back for their senior year have more than one outstanding job offer already in place.
Yeah, and that's awesome.
Now, I want you to think about that as kids graduate every day with advanced degrees and whatever and just have no idea what they're going to do.
Yes.
Yeah, this is, I mean, and the way they can pay off college with.
Yeah, these are real, real jobs. And so I'm looking forward to it and I'm very thrilled with the actual invitation and happy to be a part of it. Make for a late day and a long night. But back in the saddle again on Wednesday morning. And then we're out on the road at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confused because my calendar invite said one thing and then the promo I just listened to you said something else.
I know.
Do we know exactly why we're there?
I have a feeling that you just automatically went 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., didn't you? When you were voicing that.
No. It's the calendar invite initially said for ovarian and breast cancer and prostate cancer awareness.
I thought because we were heading into a room and we're pink.
Yes. Well, that's what the initial remote form, well, they, like, I guess, changed what we're going to be there to do.
Okay, that's fine. As long as I know. All right. And then we've got another busy weekend with our Charlie 10. Have you ever been to the D-Town Throwdown?
Yes, I have.
Have you really?
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun event. A
few years ago, but yes, I've been there.
You were observing, obviously.
Oh, yes.
Not participating.
Oh, no.
Jeff over in a CrossFit gym would probably be a piece of equipment. They'd probably figure out a way to, like, use him.
They would.
Yeah, probably.
It's something. I mean, it really is amazing what
a lift, clean, and jerk. It is amazing what these athletes do of all demographics. That's what is amazing to me. You know, male, female, young, old, everything in between. Speaking of old, that gentleman was much older than I thought that was involved in that bicycle accident, which
Saturday morning. Yeah,
71 years old.
Yes, he was 71.
Yeah, I don't know. This is always your greatest fear, like out riding a bike, particularly in the country, is close calls or people who, I don't know what happened in this incident, but I've been out plenty of times where some yahoo in a pickup truck likes to get as close to you as possible just for kicks and giggles. I don't have any idea whether that's the case with what happened here.
When I talked to Deputy Atkins at the sheriff's office on Saturday, it sounds like it was just a tragic accident, unfortunately.
Well, I don't know what does that mean?
I don't know what the details were as far as how it occurred. They have not released that information, but he said no arrests were made, and it was an accident.
Yeah. That stuff happens. Yeah. I mean, car accidents, bike accidents, you know, I just, when you think bicycle rider on a Saturday morning, you don't think a 71-year-old. That's pretty impressive. But obviously, you know, condolences to his family. I've been out there. I'm telling you, I remember one time, and I've known people who have been knocked down or had to drive off into a ditch or, you know, other things where you're just, it's beautiful right out in the country. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. You get out like where there's sunflowers and fields and every once in a while a dog. The dogs bother me more, I think, sometimes than the automobiles. But I was out near Rock Springs and, out back in the back country there, and a guy came by me, and like I swear I felt his side mirror. And there was nobody else on the road. There was no reason to be that close. And I think sometimes people are just jerks that way, and I don't know why. And I remember thinking to myself, man, this would be a really dumb way to die out here in the middle of nowhere.
Someone called a friend of the victim and said that it was an accident, that the driver, the sun was like right in his eyes.
Oh,
that's
horrible. Mm-hmm. Just horrible. Obviously, just bad. But, you know, you got to keep doing what you do in life, and life is full of horrible accidents sometimes. Very good people, and you don't make sense of all of it. That is for sure. All right, we will maybe that's a good time to have that conversation tomorrow morning during Ride and Run with Kyle.
Yeah.
How about safety?
Safety.
About what you can do. Because we hear from motorcyclists a lot, right? About there's a lot of education that goes on about when bikes are on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that we spend a lot of time talking about bicycle safety.
Well, and I think that's one of the reasons they always promote like these group rides. You know, you're always better.
Absolutely. But there's also something about, I mean, we start our challenge today with the WSOY MCA Remix, where our teams have to try to get 800 miles over the next 2 weeks of bicycling in. And you can certainly do that indoors. There's nothing wrong with that. I love the Real Rider bike at the Y, which has all the movement and everything. And they've got some new bikes that have video screens.
Yes, they do. You can, like, ride through Central Park.
Yeah, but I mean, it has, like, a where you get to, like, do, like, a thing like that. But I also want to get out on the road. I got my brand-new bike that I just picked up this spring from Spin City, and I want to get out on the road. Now, you went out a couple of years ago and bought a ridiculous bike with, like a basket on the front of
and
it.
And a cushy bell. Seat for my
ding,
tushy.
Ding, 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 ding. Are you going to want to get out on that?
You have a bell on your new bike, but I think that's more for safety.
It is for safety.
Mine's just like, howdy, neighbor.
The bell, I mean, like,
with my wildflowers.
Say you're out on the bike path. because the bike path can be a little dicey sometimes as well.
Yeah.
It's not cars, it's other people. And people unaware of how to react or act when there is a bicycle coming up from behind them. I know this all sounds very simple, but maybe this is a really good time to do this with Kyle tomorrow. Make sure we make a mental note of that.
Idea.
Because when you're kids, you can do anything on a bike.
Oh,
we lived on bikes.
You usually do, yeah.
Not now. Your kids ride bikes?
No.
They ever ride a bike?
They have, yes.
They own a bike?
Yes.
I mean, does it ever leave the garage?
Fairly.
Okay. We went out, we bought a little man a bike. I mean, this is when he was little man.
Little man.
A bike at Spin City that he was terrified of. Do you remember when we took him out to like it was like Mount Zion Intermediate School or whatever in the parking lot, and he was like just bawling?
Really?
He did not want to get on that.
Uh-uh.
He liked having the bike, just like he liked having the skateboard, just like he likes having the electric guitar. Now, they're props in his room. They don't do anything.
No.
They're decorative.
They are. I mean, we could have gotten, you know, like, how about a poster of a guitar?
There you go.
But he did not. And then when we first moved to where we are now, we used to like to ride the bike trails. Now we run the bike trails, which is a lot harder. But do you remember? He hated every minute.
Hated it.
But we've not been there that long where he was on that little bitty bike.
I know. And I have video of him, like, actually without the training wheel, like, riding the bike.
Oh, he didn't want to get on the training wheels.
Yeah, no. But I do remember when he first actually started.
Now, I remember when I was a kid, a bike was much like a car at 16. It was freedom. Bike meant you could leave home and go elsewhere. A bike meant neighborhoods to explore and friends to, and even, I think I was in the sixth grade when I flipped over the handlebars and broke both of my bones in my left wrist. The major bones. And cast on, right back out on the bike. Do you think we had a certain amount of, maybe it was just dumb, but there seemed to be a little bit less fear of things when we were kids than today? And mm-hmm. Is that because of helicopter parents? And I mean, it's probably not the kids' fault. Probably our fault. I mean, do you think we were a little more adventurous, a little more spirited at heart to go out and take on? And then, I mean, it didn't occur to me they'll be afraid to get back on a bike after you flipped off the front and broke your wrist. You just got back on the bike.
Right.
We'd ride with no hands.
I had a very good friend of mine that face planted off over the handlebars.
I could have done that, but I wrist planted, which is why I broke both bones in my wrist.
He was back out on it a couple of days later.
Yeah.
I have scars. Got one.
I don't know why kids today don't want to go out and do the physical stuff. You know what I mean? I don't know why they don't want to get outside. I have no idea. And you think we're fat and out of shape as a nation now. Wait 20 years from now when all of these virtual kids are then having kids and we've got two generations of this. All right, so you're hating the bike week portion of it. Well, actually, 2 weeks. We've got our new 12-week challenge. It's called The Remix. We'll be there today at the Y at noon. There'll be a video later this evening. And we've brought back veterans from all the different groups that have participated over the last year and a half. And she has really, Molly, meaning our trainer, amped it up, right?
Yeah.
So this last 2 weeks we had how many miles you run or you walk, but not like in your day-to-day life. You had to set aside and actually do.
Yes.
What did you end up with on your mile totals for the last 2 weeks?
I actually had missed a couple days like that I had logged. Yeah. So, I mean, I ended up something like 16 or something like that.
Yeah, I had 17.2.
I was happy.
So we have a team of nine, and we had to get to 100 miles, right? Each team to get the bonus?
Yes.
And then you get individual bonuses.
And you get, yes.
Now, starting today, it's all about biking. Now, you hate it.
I absolutely hate spinning.
Okay, you don't like indoor biking.
Yes, spinning.
Yes. So you're going to get the air in your tires or your little basket bike and go out like Dorothy?
Or I'm going to take your old mountain bike.
Put your little dog in the front.
I do not like sitting on those spin bikes. I do not like it.
You got to sit on the back.
You tell me that, and
you got to hover. You got, like, think of it as like a public toilet is what you got to really like in your mind. You got to hover. What Lindsay's talking about is the uncomfortable feeling you get from those very thin bicycle seats.
Right.
I used to get it all the time, and then you just sort of get used to it. It's like riding a horse, right? I mean, you know, after a while, you get used to it. But the trick is, and here is the trick, you got to adjust the seat because that seat will move forward or backwards, right? Or up and down. You got to, like, make sure the spin bike is in the right position, and then you got to sit like almost like you're hanging off the back of it if you want to escape the pain.
That's why. You know what? No.
So you're just going to let your team down?
No, I'm just going to go outside and do it.
Okay.
Which I know is going to take a lot longer, and I'm not going to get as many miles because I see you on that spin bike and you're like 30 miles in.
First of all, you've got to try the real rider. It's not a regular spin bike. Have you ever tried it?
I have.
And what did you find?
Whenever it starts moving to the side, I'm like, whoa.
You get used to that quickly. But that feels like a bike because it moves sideways. I mean,
I like it.
Really?
Yeah.
You get on that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, you just told us you were like 2.3 on the treadmill and you're jumping on the real rider?
Yeah.
How long do you go?
I don't know. I was usually go about.
There's a little screen there that will.
You know, 10 minutes? 5, 10 minutes?
5, 10 minutes. Okay. We're not going to get to 800 miles in 5 to 10 minutes. You got to do like 35, 40, 45 minutes. Lindsay hates it. I like it. Now, do you think she's going to do swimming? Here's my question.
Yes.
Every 2 weeks. Now, why do you...
She said somebody, because Beth had asked whenever we were talking about the running, she's like, is there a way we can do swimming? She goes, that's coming later.
Okay. I think that's completely unfair.
I think the bike thing's unfair.
No, it's not. Here's why. Running, you can run on a treadmill. You can run outdoors. You can walk on a treadmill. You can walk outdoors. You can ride a bike. You can get on the spin bikes. Where are you supposed to swim?
The Y.
That's the only place you can swim. And I can't do that. You want to know why?
Why?
Too much chlorine.
What's wrong with, what do you
it's
mean?
It's overwhelming to my sinuses and like, not that it's.
Nose plugs?
Huh?
You can get nose plugs.
Oh. Now you want me to be able to not even be able to breathe out my nose and be comfortable and swim. What if you can't swim?
You should learn. You should take the opportunity.
You're going to learn and log miles in 2 weeks.
No, not maybe not log miles, but I think it's great for everybody to learn to swim.
I think that's swimming important. In what world?
In any world.
Why is it important? Okay, let's just say I'm 52
years old. To know how to just
old.
Basic swim?
Yes.
Yes.
I know how to basic swim, but that doesn't mean I want to swim laps.
No, But why not? Why not try it? You might find you really, it's a new cardio that you've never
would enjoy. When I go into the pool at the Y, I can't handle the chemicals.
Well, you're really good at the biking, and there's a lot of people on your team that may not be. So maybe this is where you
can. I load up on the front end.
Yeah.
And go, up. Oh, sorry, I got nothing on that.
On the swim. Yeah. Yep. So there you go. There's your solution.
I see people lap swim, and it, like, looks pleasant to me. Like, it looks relaxing.
It's not I mean, what I'll tell you is you get out, and you're like, whoo, did not realize.
I meant on your joints and your, I mean, it's not as hard on you as, like, running.
Yeah, but your heart and getting your heart rate up, oh, yeah. I've learned to really enjoy it.
When was the last time you were in the pool?
It's been a little while just because we took a little hiatus, and I definitely plan to get back in there because I think it's great cardio.
But of the, what are there, 18 people participating in this thing?
Mm-hmm.
How many of those 18 do you think are actual swimmers?
I think my team's a little heavier with the swimmers.
Oh.
Because I know, like, Julie Brilly's on my team. Beth's on my team. I swim. So.
Oh, that's three out of the nine.
Well, yeah, but I'm not sure on the other side, whenever we mentioned swim, they were like, mm-mm, not happening. So definitely this is where you're going to, the bike, you guys are going to have to front load to get those points.
Great. Video will be up a little bit later in the program, the remix. We had, a little bit later in the day, I should say. How many have we had? Two in? We're two in so far?
Yes.
Monday and Wednesday were tough last week. I'm not
going
to lie.
Gosh.
We were outside on Wednesday. And we got all these burpees. Your birthday's this week.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. We had 39 burpees.
It's better when you share your birthday with somebody else because then you don't take all of the heat.
Are you the only one having a birthday this week?
Admit. So be prepared Wednesday.
Well, at least we're not downtown making idiots of ourselves. We did that for your birthday one year. All right, we got to take a quick break. Back with more. Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast. Should be 28 this week.
Yes, only 28 burpees. Sunny skies today and highs near 91 degrees. For tonight, mostly clear and lows around 67. For your Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs near 90. And Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs near 91. It is 67 degrees right now in downtown Decatur.
Hi, this is JR from Speed Lube, and we know if you've got a diesel truck, you love it and want to take good care of it. And there is no better way than with Shell Rotella motor oil from Speed Lube. Whether you need T5 synthetic blend or T6 full synthetic oils for your truck, Speed Lube has you covered. And we will have you back on your way faster than anyone with no appointment necessary. And should your truck need more, we at Speed Lube can handle that too. But keep your diesel truck powering along at its best with Shell Rotella motor oil, and your next oil change is Speed Lube, with 6 Decatur area locations to serve you.
This football season, support your favorite team your own way with custom-printed spirit wear from Play It Again Sports. Come in and design your spirit wear today. And Play It Again Sports has everything you need to outfit your entire football team. Cleats, balls, pants, gloves, and even practice jerseys. As always, Play It Again Sports buys and sells pre-owned gear. Everybody plays at Play It Again Sports in the Brentwood Village Shopping Center in Decatur. Proud to be Decatur's only locally owned sporting goods store celebrating 25 years. Play It Again Sports.
There's a secret ingredient to a healthier life, one that's available right here, and that's your local pharmacy staff. Our pharmacy staff at Dale Southlake and Coley's Corner are your medication experts. We're professionals who understand that dispensing our knowledge about your prescriptions are just as important as the medication itself. Buying local keeps more money here, not in a big box CEO's pocket out of town. Stop in Dale Southlake Pharmacy or Coley's Corner Drugs today, or call 429-5165 for free delivery. We're friends helping friends.
You wouldn't just let anyone into your home, so why would you blindly buzz someone into your place of business? Liaison can install entry systems and video doorbells to help you safely control who enters your facility. In addition, Liaison can install surveillance cameras to give you video documentation of who is coming and going at your home or place of business. Learn more about these technologies at Liaison, 288 Park Street in downtown Decatur, across from the post office, and at liaisonhomes.com.
Linder.
By the way, visiting Macomb tomorrow, Ulysses S. Grant, Andrew Johnson, Rutherford B. Hayes, William McKinley, Teddy Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln and Barack Obama have all been. Barack Obama and Abraham Lincoln, by the way, were not president yet. So that means the president has not visited Macomb in 109 years and counting. Just saying. They had a lot of early success.
Well, now they can add your name to that list.
Yes, sure. All right, we're going to take a break for the news. We get back, Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, and your chance to win Cardinals tickets courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. If you care to email us, please do so at buyers@wsoyam.com. Make sure you're following us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of the social media, nauticator.com. Here's Jeff Daly. Stay tuned.
WSOY News Time is 7:29. The need for a second ambulance service in Decatur may be getting a second look. The Decatur City Council is expected to vote tonight on authorizing additional investigation and inquiry into the licensing application filed by Aero Ambulance of Champaign. A week after the council amended the ambulance service code on August 20th, a hearing officer recommended approval of Aero's application. However, HSHS St. Mary's Hospital and Decatur Ambulance Service requested a council review September 5th. Hospital Sisters Health System acquired Decatur Ambulance Service in June. Other items on the council agenda for tonight, including the approval of a new contract with Decatur police officers, rezoning of lots on West Wood Street for a possible new Blue Spoon restaurant, and amending the zoning ordinance in regard to truck stops, accepting a bid to install required police department equipment on six new vehicles, and rezoning some parcels for the planned community care campus at Crossing Healthcare.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. A woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault when they were in high school deserves to be heard, says White House counsel Kellyanne Conway.
This woman will be heard. She's going to, I think the Senate Judiciary Committee will decide how and through which forum. In other words, right. Will it be by telephone? Will it be in person?
She was on Fox and Friends. Judge Kavanaugh denies the accusation. Rescue teams are looking for a baby swept away from a flooded car in North Carolina. At least 17 deaths are blamed on Hurricane Florence, including a baby killed by a tree that fell through a mobile home. Here's a neighbor.
You may not think this storm is bad, but you can't stop what nature does. And that was it. You can't prevent it.
There's record flooding in parts of southeastern North Carolina. The city of Wilmington is basically cut off. They're having to airlift in food and water. Fox News, we report, you decide.
WSOY News Time is 7:31. For parents and caregivers of those with disabilities, navigating the resources and services available can sometimes be a daunting challenge. For LaShonda Anderson, those challenges led to the founding of this weekend's Special Needs Resource Fair at Pershing Early Learning Center. The free event brought about organizations such as Macon Resources, Prairie Land Service Coordination, Special Olympics, and others under one roof. Anderson said the goal was to connect special needs families with organizations that provide resources and services for children with disabilities. With over 25 agencies on hand, she said attendees left with a wealth of knowledge about navigating the paths available to them for their special needs son or daughter. Anderson said with a variety of agencies and services available, parents didn't have to feel they were alone. The support is there, and the Special Needs Fair, Resource Fair, I should say, was just one way of getting the word out to parents and caregivers. If you need more information, you can email LaShonda Anderson. You can find her email address with the story at nowdecatur.com. In sports, it was the St. Louis Cardinals blanking the Los Angeles Dodgers 5-0 last night. It was the Reds over the Cubs 2-1, and the Orioles beat the Chicago White Sox 8-4 to avoid a three-game sweep. We have Cardinal baseball as they are in Atlanta to take on the Braves. No pregame. It comes your way at 6:25 tonight. Your next news is up at the top of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made locally.
Join WSOY and our community partners for the 17th annual WSOY Community Food Drive, October 5th at the Kroger in Airport Plaza. Join us to help stock our local food pantries. Last year, over 1.5 million pounds of food was collected, and 16 agencies benefited from your generosity. This year, we hope to exceed that amount. To enable our food drive to help as many food banks as possible, this year we're encouraging the community to give canned non-perishable goods and monetary donations. By giving non-perishable canned goods, we can utilize off-site storage and allow the supply to last as long as possible. Monetary donations, however, go the farthest. Food banks are then able to purchase goods on an as-needed basis and at a tremendous discount. Every dime raised goes to the purchase of food. Thanks to our community partners, we are again offering a substantial financial award to the top five local schools that collect the most food and donations for the drive. For more information, to volunteer, to find out how to get your school or business involved, or to give online, just go to nowdecatur.com.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today is mostly sunny skies and highs near 91 degrees. For tonight, clear and lows around 67. For your Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs near 90. And Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs near 91 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 65 degrees.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday, September 17th edition of Buyers and Company. Each and every weekday morning, we check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, let's start with the NFL.
Well, here's one I have not heard of before. Vontae Davis is a cornerback for the Buffalo Bills. He played for the University of Illinois. In the Ron Zook era, he's been a terrific NFL player, all pro for the Colts a number of the years. He's with Buffalo now. And yesterday, Buffalo was playing the Los Angeles Chargers. And at halftime, Vontae Davis decided that he just couldn't do it anymore. So he retired at halftime and issued a statement that said physically he just could not hold himself to a high enough standard any longer. I've never heard of a guy calling it a career at halftime. And some of his teammates didn't particularly appreciate that that's when he decided to do it, but that's what he did. I've never heard of that one before. Monday Night Football tonight, the Bears host Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks. Bears are a 4.5-point favorite in that game. We will see. I watched a little bit of several games yesterday. I watched a little bit of the Green Bay Minnesota game. Green Bay had the lead late, and so here comes Minnesota late. Quarterback Kirk Cousins comes out and immediately threw an interception. And so I flipped to another station, and what I missed was there was a penalty on that interception on Green Bay's Clay Matthews that wiped out the interception and allowed Minnesota to come back. And eventually that game finished in a 29-29 tie. You don't see many ties, but occasionally it happens. And we had one yesterday. Clay Matthews was also flagged last week against the Bears on a penalty that could have cost them the game. And, you know, we've been watching, everybody's been kind of watching, wondering what is going to be the impact of this so-called helmet rule, you know, this year. And I have not seen many of those. In fact, there haven't been very many of those. But what the referees are looking for and what they are throwing flags about is roughing the passer, particularly if you land with your full body weight on the quarterback. And that's been called a number of times. And Clay Matthews got it yesterday. He didn't like it. And it really, it cost them a win. It didn't cost them a loss because they did tie the game. But that's the penalty we're seeing called a bunch now. Not so much the helmet thing, but landing with your full weight on top of the quarterback.
All right. On the other side of the break, we'll get to college football with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. It's brought to you by Staley Credit Union, your loan experts.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community. Stop by Kenny's Ace, a local business where you can count on getting great help.
Back here with Mark Tupper. All right, college football.
Well, I didn't know what to expect from the Big Ten this season. If you go back to last bowl season, the Big Ten played in 8 bowl games, and they were 7-1 in the bowls, which is pretty good. And, you know, you think, well, okay, maybe they're going to be one of the better conferences this season. They had a really rough day on Saturday. I saw Purdue lose on the final play of the game to Missouri on a field goal. Northwestern lost at home to Akron. Nebraska lost at home to Troy. Who is Troy's defensive coordinator? Vic Koenig. Remember him? He was the guy who was the defensive coordinator for the Illini and was actually the head coach for one game when Ron Zook got fired. He coached them in the bowl game. A lot of people loved him, wanted him to be retained by Tim Beckman. He was not. He's the defensive coordinator at Troy right now, and Troy won at Nebraska. Wisconsin lost a non-conference home game for the first time since 2003 when they lost to Brigham Young on Saturday. Rutgers lost at Kansas by 41 points. It was just about a week ago that one of the Kansas Board of Trustees said, why do we play football? We're so horrible. You know, we should just concentrate on basketball. And Rutgers went to Kansas and lost by 41. Ohio State did manage to beat TCU down at Cowboy Stadium 40-28, and Urban Meyer's suspension is now over with, so he'll be able to coach. And the Illini played a really good game until right at the end, and ended up losing to South Florida 25-19. Their starting quarterback AJ Bush did not play. The freshman MJ Rivers did and played the entire game. They will host Penn State on Friday night in the Big Ten opener. So a rough weekend for the Big Ten across the board, with the exception of Ohio State. And as I said, Urban Meyer returns to the sideline for the Buckeyes this week.
All right, my friend, enjoy your day, and we will check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Mark Topper and Topper on Sports. If you missed Mark or got in there late, podcasts are available at Nauticator.com, the Nauticator app, Nauticator Facebook page, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast. All of our Buyers and Company podcasts presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. We took a little trip through history on Saturday night. There's a video up on Nauticator.com and the Nauticator Facebook page. We told you a little earlier about the Mueller Museum and their home. How about the Oglesby Mansion? Is Richard Oglesby the most distinguished Decatur citizen ever?
Well, let's see. He encouraged our 16th president to run.
He was a governor,
mm-hmm.
a U.S. senator, a Civil War Union general, and three-time governor of Illinois. So I think probably if you look at a great line of historical people who helped build, create,
mm-hmm.
that's as impressive a resume as you will find.
Yes. But I mean, I think the impact as well on our, you know, our national history.
Yes. In 1859, Richard Oglesby married Anna White. They lived in a 7-room, 2-story frame house in the 400 block of West William. They had 4 children, 2 that died at very early ages, because you just got to remember the time.
Did.
Anna died in 1868, and in 1873, Richard married Emma Keyes. A widow was one son. Richard and Emma had 4. The 2 youngest were born in the mansion. These 4 are pictured. I was looking at the photo, wondering who all these were the kids
yeah.
of the second marriage. By 1868, Governor Oglesby contacted a Chicago architect by the name of William LeBron Jenney. By the way, father of the skyscraper.
Amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. To provide plans for a new house. After Anna's death and his return to civilian life in Decatur, the plans were put aside. The governor's second wife, Emma, brought them back after their marriage, modified them, and hired D.C. Shockley, a Decatur contractor, is the builder. The new house was attached to the east side of the old house, and the old one was used for the kitchen and the servants' quarters. The Oglesbys called the mansion home until 1882, when they moved to Lincoln, then to Elkhart, where they built a much larger house on Elkhart Hill called Oglehurst. The house was sold to James Baring in 1882, and in 1972, the mansion was purchased by the Macon County Conservation District with a state grant. Restoration began in 1976. The care and operation of the house are under the direction of the Governor Oglesby Mansion, Inc. The house was built in an Italian style with a very low-pitched roof and a widow's walk. And there's these decorative brackets, 2-story bay windows. And by the way, when the house was built, there were no other houses on the south side of the street. I mean, you got to, like, go back. And double doors into a hall with a floor made of alternating strips of walnut and maple flooring. I mean, think about how they did this back then. I mean, who would do this today?
With a lot of money?
Yeah.
I mean, because the equivalent then, I mean, that was extremely expensive.
Yes. Dude, there's the curved central stairway is all walnut.
Oh.
It's beautiful. You can watch the video, by the way, our Taste of History event was part of our Charlie 10 Saturday night. Main floor features a library, dining room, parlor, sun porch, and kitchen. And the second floor was the family's private space with several bedrooms. There are 11-foot ceilings. long, narrow windows, French doors, 8 fireplaces in this home, by the way. All the mantles are original with the exception of the parlor, which is a reproduction of the original. And the light fixtures were originally gas.
If you think about ceilings that height, warm air rises, and they didn't have, like, central heat. Those fireplaces were it.
Yeah.
And so that was really considered to be, like, if you had ceilings that high, you must have money.
Yeah. They have, the library is the most significant room as far as the authenticity is concerned. All the wood is native black walnut. Original shutters have been reproduced. Glass doors were added to the shelves, which are on the architect's drawings. The books in the cases are Oglesby family books. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
I saw our good friend Jeff Hunt there, was among the volunteers taking tickets. This sold out. Next year, if they make this an annual event,
I want to go
get your tickets early
because
this was just one of the 4 places. And you can see the video. By the way, if you've never been, like Jeff Daly, you've been in this community for over 30 years and never actually been inside any of these places. And the Staley Museum is actually closed right now due to the lightning damage
that
they're repairing and fixing. But it was open for the night. There's video at Nauticator.com and the Nauticator Facebook page inside all 4 of these places. The Milliken Homestead, the Oglesby Mansion, the Staley Museum, and the Mueller Museum. It's well worth watching.
And they're all well worth seeing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but if you can't get to all of that, you can watch it. What is the length of that video? About 3 minutes or so?
3.5 minutes.
Three and a half minutes. You get a little glimpse inside and outside of all the places. And you get that glorious Cadillac. I think James Milliken would be riding around in one of those.
Yes. I think you're absolutely right.
He would probably go out to Bob and say, I'd like the 2019. It is a 2019, brand new. CTS in the metallic dark Adriatic blue. It's close enough to Milliken Big Blue. What do you think a Cadillac CTS runs? Because you had way overpriced this in your mind.
Oh, I thought it was like a $100,000 vehicle.
Mm-mm. 54,845. And that includes, there's some extras, including the UltraView sunroof, the blue metallic dark Adriatic blue package, the summer and winter matte package, the leather seating surfaces, heated and ventilated front seats. There's a heated steering wheel. And then, of course, all the airbags, the tech, everything. It's beautiful.
Now, I was mentioning, I think I was
sleek.
About to go walk right over a break whenever I started to talk about it.
Yeah.
But the display screen is, like, perfect for you. It's got some kind of technology where you literally just have to hover over it.
The Cadillac Q system, you don't have to actually touch it.
That's awesome.
How about that, Jeff?
That's crazy.
Huh?
That's crazy.
When you say someone like me, you mean someone who's
like, doesn't really like.
Okay, well, hang on a second. You mean as opposed to people who like germs and really like dirty surfaces? You mean like those people?
Yes.
Like I'm the unusual one.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I thought that's what you meant. My unusual quirk of liking not having germs and dirty surfaces.
I clean my phone. Like I started really trying to be conscious about cleaning the surface of my phone.
Whatever.
And then what is it about my hands that just fingerprints so bad?
Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally indicated for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
I'm Jim Root. I'm running for Macon County Sheriff. As the sheriff, I'll be responsible with your tax dollars and be accountable to you. I will run a transparent office and maintain a department with the same values and ethics that I possess. I will ruthlessly go after criminals and drug dealers. I will provide a high level of service to the community. Please talk to the people you know at our department. I am supported by many command officers, deputies, and correctional officers. Find out more by going to JimRootForSheriff.com, and please vote Jim Root, November 6th. Paid for by Jim Root for Sheriff Committee.
Everybody plays.
Everybody plays.
Everybody plays.
Play It Again Sports knows play. We sell and buy new and quality used sports and fitness equipment for less, and we pay on the spot so everybody can play.
Visit your locally owned Play It Again Sports, located in Brentwood Village, Indicator, or online at playitagainsports.com.
Play It Again Sports, the official sponsor of all those who play.
Did you know pharmacists count in ways you might not realize? In fact, your healthcare provider counts on your pharmacist as a medication expert to guard against those potential medication side effects. Local families count on us as reliable healthcare professionals for many of life's ailments. You can also count on our staff at Dale's Southlake or Coley's Corner Drugs to be your one-stop shop for over-the-counter medications, CBD oil, and unique gifts for every occasion. Call us today for free delivery or medication questions at 217-330-9552 or 429-5165. We're friends helping friends.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. Not at Ace. We've got an exclusive lineup of premium brands, plus premium service to make sure you get the right grill. That's why grilling starts at Ace.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community. Stop by Kenny's Ace, a local business where you can count on getting great help.
Don't eat alone. Join us for United Way's Dine United every Wednesday in September and October. Visit local restaurants for lunch and a portion of your bill goes to United Way. In Mount Zion, stop by Black Iron Coffee, Crawford's Pizza, and Salsa American Burrito Company. In Decatur, visit the Beach House, BC Wings, Coffee Connection Main Street, and Inside DMH. The Decatur Club, El Corral Mexican Restaurant, Lincoln Lounge, Richland College's Cafe, Sloan's Calzones, Salsa, Taproot, and University Dogs. And on Tuesdays, eat at Richland's Bistro, 537. Thank you for dining United.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, good morning and welcome. A little taste of history over the weekend. Video is up at nowdecatur.com. In 1862, James Milliken bought the tract of land that includes the homestead site. The original tract consisted of 22 acres, which Milliken purchased for $2,200. Now, that was very expensive for the time. He retained 6 acres for the homestead. Now, take a guess at what it cost to build the Milliken homestead in 1875 into 1876. Just take a stab.
$80,000?
$18,000.
Oh, my gosh. 18?
Now, that was a time when carpenters made $1.25 to $1.50 a day.
A day.
Bricklayers were paid $2 a day, and the working day was 10 hours long. So I think there's something to our wimpier by every generation kind of thing. Not that that was good, but I mean, how in the world did you live off $1.50 a day?
Good question. Although, you know, if you had $18,000, you see how you lived.
Well, that's exactly right.
So, I mean, $1.50 a day or whatever would be probably middle class.
Yeah. So the floor plan of the Milliken home, it turns out, it's very similar to Milliken's Pennsylvania birthplace. First floor is bisected by a large central hall, includes two parlors, a dining room, library, kitchen, and breakfast room. Ornate fireplaces are found in the first floor rooms, and plaster reliefs decorate the ceilings. The main rooms and staircase feature extensive walnut and butternut woodwork. The full-length window shutters are reproductions of the original window treatment. The north parlor serves the Millikens as their company parlor. It has been restored to imitate a typical Victorian parlor and is furnished with three pieces from the Milliken collection. The south parlor was used by the Millikens as their family parlor. Both parlors have been beautifully painted with ceiling frescoes, reproductions of the original design, and the grand hall is what's so impressive. It's 11 feet wide and 30 feet long.
Wow.
And his desk, by the way, is still there. His actual desk. Just like Mr. Staley's desk is at the Staley Museum. I really think
so Mr. Staley's desk was quite a bit bigger.
Quite a bit, yes.
Quite a bit.
I really think if you watch the video, they could double the attendance of this thing next year.
Oh, yeah.
$25 tickets, and they had like hors d'oeuvres and cocktails at each place, and the trolley was running back and
really,
forth.
Really amazing hors d'oeuvres. I mean, I was just like, whoa. It was quite the spread.
So it's definitely worth seeing all of the great history of Decatur in just these four homes. The Oglesby Mansion, the Milliken Homestead, and the Mueller and Staley Museums. Video, if you want to get a little peek inside to all of them. I like the little cameo of Marilyn Davis welcoming.
Oh, yes. Wasn't that?
The Millican Homestead.
That was a great shot. That is.
Yes, exactly. Check out the video at Nauticator.com or the Nauticator Facebook page. Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we've got sunny skies, highs around 91 degrees. For tonight, mostly clear and lows around 67. For your Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs near 90. And Wednesday, sunshine, highs near 91 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 66 degrees.
You gotta love your mom. Now that it's fall, she's a fountain of advice.
Make sure your wipers are working.
Okay, Mom.
How are your tires?
All check, Mom.
What about your brakes and your belts?
Mom, I got it.
Your mom knows those are all things you can take care of at Speed Lube. And Speed Lube has the best prices around. Plus, six area locations, including Clinton and Lincoln. And, of course, locations right here in Decatur. Speed Lube, more than just oil changes.
Now, when are you gonna find a nice girl?
Mom!
Fall is in the air, and that means it's time for high school sports. If you need to get outfitted with the best gear, come to Play It Again Sports in Decatur. Located in Brentwood Village, Play It Again Sports has served the Decatur area for over 25 years. Whether you're playing football, volleyball, golf, or soccer, Play It Again Sports has what you need to have your best season. Looking to sell some new sports equipment? Play It Again Sports will buy it. Visit PlayItAgainSportsDecaturIL.com to learn more. Play It Again Sports. Everybody plays.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why wander around a warehouse store for paint when you could just swing by your local Ace? Ace has award-winning service and offers the extra mile promise. If we don't get you everything you need in one trip, delivery's free.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community. Stop by Kenny's Ace, a local business where you can count on getting great help.
Minimum purchase of 1 gallon of paint. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
Do you love to run? Or maybe you're born to ride? Spin City Cycles and Fleet Feet Sports are bringing you weekly updates on the runs and bike rides in the area. Listen to Byers & Company each Tuesday morning at 6:45 a.m. to learn more about the latest run or ride with Kyle May of Spin City. Plus, you can get details about upcoming run-ride events on NowDecatur.com. Locations, registration info, routes, and more. It's Ride and Run with Spin City Cycles and Fleet Feet Sports, only with NowDecatur.com.
Tickets are now available for the Robin Vogel Memorial Dinner, Friday, September 28th at 6 p.m. at the Decatur Club. The event honors fallen Decatur police officer Robin Vogel and helps to fund the Robin Vogel Memorial Scholarship Program. The evening will include dinner and an opportunity to hear from TV personality Tommy Lahren sharing her support for law enforcement. Tickets are $50 each or $80 for a couple, but only a limited number of tickets are available. Tickets can be purchased at Newhoff Media, located at 250 North Water Street in downtown Decatur. For more information, visit nowdecatur.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Yeah, you heard the Seth MacMillan ad. I got a listener sent me in at Illinois Election Data, tweeted a screenshot with the phrase, that is probably a typo, last night, showing the filings from at electionsil.gov, and it looked like the Republican committee, according to this, to Friends for Seth MacMillan, made a $1,207,325 donation in staff time.
yeah, I think there was a typo there.
The listener said, I know the Senate Republicans have hired a full-time staffer and are paying for interns, but I don't think it's that much. That's like a full-scale brigade of interns. Yeah, I would think so. We'll look for a correction to that soon. I don't understand. I mean, I have my sense of how these races will go just based on 22 years of doing this and watching the races. But sometimes Republicans and Democrats will do things that kind of throw me for a loop. Like, I don't understand why they'll support some candidates and not others as far as, like, the checks they write or the staff they put behind it.
You know, same. I question, like, I think, you know, you go back, local races, Mike Bell, that whole thing. What?
Like, and the candidate before him, they did nothing for. The candidate after him, they did nothing for. But because he was politically connected or did whatever, they threw money.
That was it,
I don't understand it at all. It's almost like
it was money wasted.
It's not, are you a good candidate or are you a viable candidate? It's who know and who you're connected to.
Which tells me they really didn't even want to win that race.
I don't know. We'll see. It's going to be an election season to remember, I'm sure. over the next couple of months. We'll be having all of the local candidates in for interviews as we count down the day to Election Day in November. I, for one, hope it takes 6 months to get there. We're going to take a break for the news. Back with more after this. This is the Monday edition of Byers & Company. Don't go anywhere.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
7:59. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom. Macon County Coroner Michael E. Day has released the name of a Decatur bicyclist who was tragically killed Saturday morning. 71-year-old William Logue III was pronounced dead at 8:38 Saturday morning in the emergency room at Decatur Memorial Hospital. Shortly after 7:45, the Macon County Sheriff's Office responded to Harristown Boulevard.